Praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration, a moment to encourage and inspire each other with the Word of God. May I remind you that God is with us even as we progress with us this year, and He is determined to make sure that we experience the overflow that we are trusting Him for. May I remind you that we are calling the year 2024 the year of overflow, because we strongly believe that we shall see God going beyond meeting our needs, you know, overflowing, showing Himself strong, mighty, and glorious on our behalf, and reaching even some of the needs that we don't know that we have. I like telling people that God understands our needs before we do. It is God who knew that Adam required a wife. Adam did not have such a need. I'm not even so sure He knew that such a need existed. And so He said, it's not good for this man to be alone, and He supplied to his need. And my brother, my sister, I want you to have faith that in the year 2024, God will meet with some of the needs that you don't even know that you have, because He understands our needs more than we do it ourselves. And this week, we shall be looking at our annual theme, the year of our overflow, and in preparation of the same, I want us to start today by seeing that our God has our surprise. God has all our surprise. Yes, I don't know whether you have ever questioned yourself or you have ever investigated the order with which God created the earth, created the universe. Do you know that God never created the animals, including man himself, before He had created the plants and the vegetation that will provide food for man? God did not put the cart before the horse, because God is a God of order. First of all, He created all the supplies that man and animals would need, the food they will need to eat, whatever is required to sustain them, and then He created them. And in the same way, God never, he never gives you something before He has prepared you for it. What am I saying? That God has already prepared your surprise for the year 2024. Before He gifted you with a new year, everything that you need to make this a happy new year, to make this a strong year, to make this a year of overflow, God has already provided. And our responsibility is to walk in step with God, to walk with God, so that we are able to see the things that He has in mind for us. The key thing is, if you show me that I have something that belongs to you, maybe somebody gave me a sum of money that I'm supposed to give you, I'm sure you would not less looking for me so that I can give you what is yours. And that should be our attitude as we walk with God in the year 2024, that we are not going to give up trusting God, following Him for that which is ours. Because what we require for January, for February, for March, for April, up to the end of the year, the good news are God has already provided. God has released our surprise, everything we require and we shall ever require to make this year great. So we need to trust God for that. The scripture tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 66 and verse 9, it's a question that I love. It says, do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring to delivery, says you? It is God who is asking you, can I give you a new year and I have not made provisions for the new year? Can I create man or animals before I create the food that they are supposed to eat? Can I bring a child before I prepare the womb that is going to take care of the child? That is what God is asking you. You need to have faith that whatever is required for your sustenance, the whole of 2024, the Lord your God has already provided. That God does not put the horse before the cart. You know, they does not put the cart before the horse. And He is about to meet with every of your needs the whole of this year. What you require in January, February, March, August, October, this God has already provided. Our responsibility to trust God, to open our eyes that we may perceive what it is that He has granted us, the life that you require for tomorrow, the opportunities, the connections, whatever you require to make this year great, God has already provided. Now that we are trusting God that this is our year of overflow, whatever is required to bring that overflow, God has already provided. How would that change your attitude? How would that change your prayer life? How would that change your walk with God when you surely know that whatever you require to make this year a great year, He has already provided? Trust Him. Walk in step with Him. Trust Him to open your eyes that you may see the surprise that He has for you in this year. And it's already there. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the encouragement we draw from your word. And thank you for reminding us that whatever we require to make 2024 a great year, you have already provided. I pray for my brother and I pray for my sister in the areas they are trusting you for, that God of glory, you may grant them the courage to believe that whatever they require the whole of this year, be it their daily needs, their surprise, the school fees of their children, the house rent, the mortgage money, whatever they require to make it great this year, although they cannot see it, Lord, you have already provided. Help us to walk in step with you and open our eyes that we may be able to see and to perceive the glorious things that you have got in store for us. We love you and we celebrate you, for you are our God. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. From our daily inspirations, the encouragement is everything you require to make this year great is not out there. God has already provided and He has equipped you for it. Trust Him and He will make it known to you. Thank you so much for joining us for this inspiration. Thank you so much for your comments. And thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. May God bless you. May God equip you. And may overflow of His grace, love, and mercy be found in your life. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Have a fantastic day ahead. And thank you so much.